Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw.
Ah, hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser.
Classic.
A podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. Starting from the very beginning.
This is ever going on.
Internet video. Yo. My name's Alaska. What's yours?
Hello, I am Willem.
Hello.
Last week was a crazy, crazy week on the show. Crazy, just crazy.
Wild.
We had the Secret Celebrity Drag Race pilot pitch sizzle episode with guest stars such as Kelly, Jillian, and Katie Z. All the girls formed girl groups basically to try to impress RuPaul and Yara's. And Yara and Alexis failed too, and they went home. But yes. Just like the episode before that, Shad won and Ruju be lip synced. So, you know. It's all just a case of history repeating.
Yes. Dame Shirley Bassey has the range, and she said it best.
Mm-hmm.
But this week, we're getting into dynamic drag duos. Rather than trios, we're getting into duos.
Okay.
So the top four girls come into the workroom. They find that Yara left them some Chromatica costume pieces, iridescent clear pink, like, cufflets.
Straight out the Kindness Punk catalog, for sure.
Definitely, yes. She wants your stupid love.
They keep trying them on as armbands, but I think for Yara, they're a skirt of some sort.
Or a belt.
I mean, everything's a belt on Yara. That bitch can make a belt out of anything. You got a wig, make a belt.
Truly.
Shad is...
Scoodle.
Scoodle. Chad is steering clear of Hunger Game references until the end of this episode. So during this first part, he makes the realization. He says, well, think about this. No one's on top anymore. We're all in the bottom. And Jujubee looks at Chanel and says, well, she's a top, which is news to me.
Well, her storyline this season is that she's the top. She's the top of drag.
I mean, yeah, sure. If she wears tall enough heels, she sure is.
Oh, my goodness. Well, RuPaul comes onto the video screen and says, beep, my Fantastic Four, this town needs an enema, but for every queen fighting for the tea, there's some joker trying to take her down. So whether you're a superhero, a supervillain, or a supermodel of the world, you've got to be kick-ass to make it to the Drag Race Hall of Fame. Wonder Twin Powers, Dragtivate. What could it mean?
What a surprise! She didn't even knock. How strange. It's RuPaul.
She holds onto the handrail. Have we pinpointed when the handrail disappears on the walkway, the stairs, walking in the?
I haven't.
Yes, we will. If there's a handrail now.
But you can expect an expose on RuPaul's Drag Race, Hot Gossington's after show.
Scalding Gossington. I mean, we'll probably cover it on Race Chaser, but...
I mean, I was thinking that we should do a Race Chaser after show where, like, after we're done, we hit leave meeting and then we leave it on. We just get out of drag and we're like, ooh, God, Dipper was so up it today. Like, did you see all those typos? Show them how we de-drag, get ready for bed, do our rituals, take 5 raw cocks through the window, fluff your pillow, all that nice stuff.
Stay tuned. A lot of things are happening on the Mom Network, so you never know.
The mom's about to give birth. The mini challenge is something that I would do great at. It's basketball, basically playing a game of
horse. Right.
Well, I just figured that we would wait to play horse until All Stars 2, but they're playing fish, which is skirts Jada versus bitch. Skins. And
skirts versus skins, so
this,
funny. Yeah.
This is one of those pages from RuPaul's books where, you know, she gives you challenges that have directly impacted her drag career. You know,
playing basketball just in broad daylight.
I'm glad this is determining, you know, things so important, such as who's America's next drag superstar. Throw this ball at a hoop.
Come on, it's a mini challenge. It's just for fun. Do you know? Did
fun
you
for
know,
whom? Fun for whom? For hoops.
The viewing public.
For hoops.
Did you notice where they were? I couldn't pinpoint.
Yeah,
it.
I know where they were.
Where?
They were, because I filmed there. There's a basketball court on top of the food area / like parking sometimes of the studio where they filmed Drag U that season and All Stars 1. It's where Chad and I actually filmed one stage next door to it for Women's Murder Club when they drowned him in a toilet.
Oh, wow.
And Delta was there. All the Dream Girls were extras. And then Chad and I were like the guest stars and Chad died. And I was like his best friend on it. But like that was a studio we all shot in. And there's a basketball court.
Do you think this was where they were shooting All Stars?
Yeah, it is where they shot All Stars. I know because I was on All Stars 1.
So they just went up to the roof.
Literally, they went across the parking lot and then up to like the second floor of the parking area. Yeah.
I love that. They didn't even have to travel. I thought they looked great. They had to do 10-minute quick drag.
Well, okay. Chanel shouldn't have to travel. She should host. She's the top.
Well, she didn't do the top half of her makeup. She had no eyeshadow on. I was like, you're not going to put on a sunglass? I thought anything. This was a sunglass gag. Like, she was just doing the lips, and then she'd throw on, like, a camp pair of glasses.
I agree wrong. that something could have been rectified, but...
It's 10-minute quick drag. I love it. Chad wore the hair that she was crowned in or that she wore to the reunion of Drag mm-hmm. Race season
that
4.
Brown with the 3 little braids.
Uh-huh.
Not a hint of scalp.
Right. No scalp mm-hmm. part here. Raven
1,008%
was...
density.
Yes. Yes. Raven was wearing the Willem. Which I believe it's called, the bang with the bright color and the curls.
She wore a Willem and she was in Craigslist drag, which is a tube top and a panty, which you're hastily tucked into. And yeah. As long as it's tan skin, they don't mind it. Now, the girls aren't doing so great, but Raven's doing better than Shad, at least. I don't think Shad gets any points, do they? Or one?
Chanel made her first basket, and I was like, wow, you better work.
Bitch, you know else I bet can make a basket? Ivy. She would probably grow the hay, weave the basket, hatch a chicken to lay eggs in the basket. See, that would be
Wait,
a better
who,
challenge.
Ivy Winters?
Yeah, make it Easter baskets.
Totally.
That would be a good challenge.
Do you think we should do this for bonus content, this one?
Basketball? I'll whip your ass, but sure.
You definitely will. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I've like dated half a basketball team. Well, I was married to someone on a basketball team, and then I was.
Then you
anyway,
had the entire
this
team
maxi
of men.
Challenge. Wow.
They played fish.
Yeah, you managed.
On a different type of basket.
Managed
girl,
the bench.
Let me just tell you, there was this gay basketball tournament called the Sin City Shootout, and by the end of the weekend, they called me the Sin City Shootout. I didn't get a participation trophy, but I did get a nice fruit basket.
Oh, my God.
In my mouth.
The funniest part of this was at the end where they're just sort of fooling around and they're like, walking in the category of butch queen, it's Team Ruju B. Take your victory lap, you whores. That was the funniest part.
Chanel running back to the line after missing the basket in high heels. Just, the most cliche, I'm running in high heels run ever. And it's like, it's a chance that these girls are letting loose a little bit, you know, because like,
They're almost done.
They have like 2 or 3 days left on set, probably at this point.
Yeah, they're almost done. And so then they win a phone call. They're like, "Hi, mom. Yeah, I'm gonna see you. I'm gonna see you on Friday."
Oh, you're already waiting outside? Yeah. No, I'll be out in a sec. No, they're gonna have another girl win. No, I did great. I'll come back for All Stars 7.
So what episode is this? It's episode 5.
Yeah.
So that means they've been gone for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
if each episode takes 2 days. Weekends,
days off. Yeah.
But that sounds about right.
It still feels nice to get to connect with somebody from home. The maxi challenge this week is the queens are transforming into arch enemies. One will be a super hero and the other a super villain, and they must put together a kick-ass high fashion outfit using their own drag and materials provided by Leg Avenue. They create an origin story and come up with their drag superpower.
Is drag. Leg Avenue is drag. I don't
tell
know
me how it's not.
So many of the dolls have put on a Leg Avenue body stocking and that's just been transformed into a port of femininity.
And the great thing is they're usually crotchless.
Well, they are after I'm done with them. But and really, this Courtney act.
Leg Avenue makes like sex clothes. I mean, it's like sexy, like boudoir kind of fuck clothes.
Yeah, me and Katya like compared our wardrobe. We're like, had that one, wore that one out. That one came with holes and it only got more. Leg Avenue makes such versatile fashions, and that's not to be confused with versatile fashions, which was a prize 2 episodes ago. I think this is a great challenge, and all the girls end up using bits and bobs from the show, I think. Oh wait, Bob was season 7, my bad. But this has a whole comic book theme, which goes back to the promo shots, which is like comic book. They look like Harajuku, like comic books in the promo, because they're all bright colors and like, you know, Mortal Kombat-y. But
very that.
So the girls decide on who's the face and who's the heel for each villain and hero pair. And Chanel goes with villain and Chad goes with superhero.
That was an easy choice. So was Raven and Jujubee. I mean, it cast itself.
Who would you pick? On three, say who you would be. 3, 2, 1.
The villain.
Good girl. Oh, perfect. Yeah. I would be the good one. Yeah. I like that.
See, I love that.
You know, dynamic duos.
Dipper looks incredulous. He thinks it should be opposite.
Yeah.
Why? I have blonde hair.
Yeah, but didn't you play a villain on TV in that drag, Super Drags? I felt like you did that well.
Yeah, I did that well because everybody knows no one can torment those girls better than me, but I'm not an actual villain.
No, you aren't an actual villain.
Oh, so now I'm an actual villain.
Well, I don't know, Sneaky Snake.
So what you're saying is I'm actual villain.
Okay. I don't...
We're going to work through this during the break, and we'll be right back.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools, so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Your villainy is so arch, even Betty and Joe Beercan can sense it. Like, is this the fucking dumbing down of drag to the, you know, they're just pulling it back. They're like, well, maybe you should be more family because we're on Logo, but we'd love to get to VH1. And we don't want straight people feeling threatened by our drag and art form.
No.
Especially not in this confusing ass fucking competition. Mm-mm. Like comic books, arch enemies, Marvel, superheroes.
No swear words allowed.
Too provocative. Provocation is just pushy.
It's a little offensive to call, you know, their viewership Betty and Joe Beercan, don't you think?
Would she rather have them Public I Don't Care About 1 and Public I Don't Care About 2?
Oh, my God.
Because, I mean, that's basically what she's saying. She's like, we're making the show for them now. You know, dumb it down. Because that's what she said. And she obviously doesn't care at this point who wins. But Raven, I just don't think she cares, because as she walks away from Juju and Raven, she's laughing at him. Well, okay. It's just like, you don't want to be in the bottom again. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, it's so clear. It's very clear that they've picked their winner.
Well, Raven and Juju B's story is very convoluted.
But and so is so is Shad's.
Well,
the milk puts out the pussy fire. Is that it?
Maybe it has something to do with that.
And then the other girls, like, they can't go on the sunny side until they get their tan first, which I understood at least milk puts out fire, but I didn't understand Raven and Jujubee's thing at all. But I found their explanation funnier about the tanning and the SPF and the TS gun. I found all that more enjoyable. But at this point, like, neither of them feel like something that I would ever have to do, so I'm not invested in it either.
Chad is going balls to the wall initially.
Hairy balls to the wall.
Chad's like, okay, listen. We can't go serious like Jiggly Caliente.
No
we
one's ever done this.
We have to go crazy. We have to go funny. We have to go over the top. Make it wild. Don't be Black Diamond-ique where you're stealing black diamonds. You should be Tit Juice Woman. That's right. And I'm going to have pubes shooting out the sides of my crotch. I'm going to be fire fuck pussy. Just like, okay, work.
And I don't
RuPaul tells him to pull it back.
Yeah, and Chanel says that Chad's working very blue. She's she's everything
like
is
you'd work blue.
Crass, and you know, she doesn't like the fire pushy. She wants a wop. She definitely wants a wop, I think. And the girls are told after their walk
this
around
dry ass pussy.
The teams are told after their walk around that they're gonna be lip syncing for their lives against their own teammate.
Yeah, and everyone's really upset about that. And I can imagine that would be really, really terrifying, a very terrifying prospect. And you have a 50-50 chance of having to do that. So,
I mean, for me, it would be liberating because it would be able to, you know, break these chains that they shackled you with the partner thing. You know, I'd rather compete for on my own by the end. Through the whole thing, I would have. But, like, at least on the end, it's so important. But, okay. What else is important is the girls get more shit thrown at them. Yeah, throw that turd right through the fan and let's see if it doesn't splatter everywhere. Yeah, poop right in the fan. And there's an epic song called Good Versus Evil, which the girls need to choreograph
it's
a number
good
for.
Versus evil.
Oh, I'm
good
sorry.
Good versus evil.
My bad. I have to revise that. It's a scratch vocal with a MIDI track. It's
How
not an
dare
epic
you?
Song at all.
I like this song. It's what? A song called Good Versus Evil, and they get to choreograph a fun little number. It's a 45-second song. I know this because I looked it up on Spotify, and it is on Spotify,
yeah,
and it's by Lucien Piane.
I don't know if you can call it a song, maybe a ditty or a loop.
A jingle.
But it doesn't have a bridge.
Wear heels that heighten
the
mood.
My balloons have attitude.
It's Good Versus Evil.
it's
I
like
not a,
it.
Yeah, well, that's okay. You're alive.
I think it's good.
The rehearsals on the runway are very.
Oh my gosh, this is so fun.
It feels like one girl. She's like, "Do you have more ice in your drink?" It's like the littlest thing is going to set them all off at the wrong time for sure. And Chanel is, you know. She's got a lot of energy, a lot of direction. She's got a lot of a lot. And she's saying that the staging isn't fair and blah, blah, blah. And Chad actually sides against her and says, no, 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 baby.
Okay. The only thing is, it seems like you two are taking all the attention right up front. And we're just sort of off to the side. So what we need to do is we need to figure that. Actually, I disagree.
I think
the staging
it's pretty
is very
fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chanel, I love Chanel in a rehearsal. I think they added this song at the last minute just to put Chanel in another rehearsal because she really is full of ideas. She's very the leadership role. She is the top as far as rehearsals go because she's taking control.
I think she's confusing this with Wanna Be On Top. And then after these rehearsals, we get more of the same soggy B-reel of the girls getting ready in their hotel rooms. They're all putting on the same pair of underwear they put on episode 6. Look at her washing her face. How groundbreaking. Look, they're just like us. Boys, boys, boys.
Raven gets naked. Honey, she worked on this All-Stars body, and she's showing it to everyone.
Well, I'm glad she showed it then, because you should do it while you're young. Raven and Chanel are having mirror chats the next day, and they're talking about their love of villains, and they both love the witch from Snow White, which is like one of my favorite witches too, because you don't need to worry about your hair falling off.
Who exactly? Who's your favorite villainess from the Disney canon? Do you have one? Or villain? I mean, you know, Scar is like kind of effeminate lion.
I like the voodoo dude from Princess and Tiana. I think he was cute.
Okay.
I don't really have a favorite villain. My favorite movie and Disney characters are the Muses from Hercules, hands down, though.
Okay. Yeah, they're fabulous. I love Ursula the Sea Witch.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she was based on Divine. Like, she's an obvious, too. Like, she was so great, just eating up the scenery everywhere. Fuck that Little Mermaid bitch. She made the deal for the voice. Like, and then she tries to backtrack. Fuck her redheaded ass.
Oh my gosh. You're married to a lawyer, so you're like, the contract is binding. I know you don't like it, but that's the deal.
And Flotsam and Jotsam were witnesses. She got them. They co-signed.
She did. They totally did. They were they're notary public. Actually, Flotsam is a notary public.
Flotsam was going down because Chad had a bullet for each and every one of those electric heels.
Right.
Slippery sisters trying to shoot each other.
Right. They're having chats about, you know, it's going to be difficult, but when it comes down to it, do you think you can send home the other person?
I would have a lot of trouble doing this because I'm not a good lip syncer. So no, I don't think I could send home the other person. You would definitely want to lip sync, I'm sure.
Well,
against
when we get to the final episode of Race Chaser, you and I will finally have to lip sync against each other. This is the drama we're manufacturing. So in 6 years, or whenever Drag Race is over, we will get to the final episode of Race Chaser someday. And we will have to lip sync against each other. But until then, we're on a team.
The judges will be Alessandra Torresani.
Yes.
Santino Rice.
Yes.
And noted enemy of the pod, LaToya Jackson.
Yes. Merle Ginsburg.
Maybe we can get Matthew there.
I would love Michelle Williams.
Williams, definitely, for sure. Jade Thirlwall. Courtney Act at that point.
Shirley Ralph.
Loretta Devine, Regina King,
Mary Wilson,
Peppermint.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Mary Wilson and Peppermint's hair. My bad. Sorry. I think that we get to my favorite part of every All Stars episode, which is when Chad quotes Hunger Games, and he said, "May the odds ever be in your favor." Tributes.
Oh, well. You know, it was timely at the time, and it's an ongoing thread, and she says it a lot, so it gets airtime. That's how it works.
I have a question about this reasoning that Chanel gives about all the girls talking about being in top three. She said, had I not left, I would have been.
Ooh, that's controversial.
I think it's very clear that Chanel, you know, she told them she wanted to leave, and then when she was told that she was lip syncing, they obviously, like, said go home because, you know, she told him she wanted to leave. But if she refused to lip sync, she would have been in breach of contract. And they could have. That's one of the things that they said to the Canada girl that didn't want to lip sync. They brought up contract. And whenever they bring up contract.
Ilona Verley?
Mm-hmm. That's from what I heard.
Really?
And then there was definitely.
Breaking news.
There was. Definitely a doll on season 3, and then she was also on in All Stars, and she said she's very knowledgeable about her contract, and you know what I'm talking about, right? Did they already air her season? Oh yeah, Mariah. You know, like the judging was interesting. Like it's very cagey, and then seeing her mirror message change from like the congratulations Raja and all that. Like it's that's my most fun part of the show is the little ins and outs and the continuities and things. I like that because I'm a nitpicker. Right. You pick my nits from me.
Do you think that Chanel voluntarily left season 1? Because
I would say she made it known that she did not want to be there, and then they arranged for her travel and a bon voyage party by saying, "Shashay, you go away now."
Okay.
Shashay? Is it Shashay?
It's Shashay, yeah.
Shashay, go away.
I'm going to Shashay away. I'm going to be the first queen to actually Shashay away. And we're going to Shashay into this break. That was Laganja.
Oh, yeah.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with Top Factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag. And get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
Right. Ooh. We have some astounding guest judges this week. We have, of course, Michelle and Santino. Then we have Wendy McClendon Covey. And Elvira is back.
Yeah.
Hi, Diva. She said, I did season 4 and I had such a good time. I'm coming back like the next month to do AS1.
It was a full year later.
Okay.
But yes, she did have a lot of fun. I just want to make sure people have the facts.
No, I don't know the timeline.
You know, I'm all about the facts.
Well, no. I mean, you made it sound like Chad had no time to get ready.
Well, he didn't have any time to get ready between like touring for his season and then doing
It is a very short.
Like, I mean, we filmed in July and August 2011 and then All-Stars film and then we premiered in January 2012. Mm-hmm. She was touring through April, May, June probably. May she did Drag Race Drag U and then they started filming I think like June 6th of
that is very
2012.
Fast.
Yeah, there wasn't much time at all.
Because your life really, and Latrice as well, your life really becomes a whirlwind when your season starts to air. And then it's like, oh, by the way, in the middle of that maelstrom, would you like to come back into the Thunderdome? Come on.
Yeah.
But speaking of Thunderdome, how about this Good versus Evil musical number?
How about
Dipper,
it?
You're unsure of the lyrics, according to the outline?
What was the chorus again? The lyrics?
It's good versus evil.
It's good versus evil.
It's good versus evil.
It just felt like there was nothing else said but good versus evil.
Don't call them lyrics. They're words.
It's a little ditty, okay?
It's a little
check it
pity,
out on Spotify.
It's a little pity.
It's streaming on Spotify, and I recommend going and checking it out.
Check it out and report it. The runway category is basically what the girls are performing their good versus evil in number, their, which I think is kind of a weird reveal. I think it should have been like...
Right, it kind of gives it away.
Yeah, it gives away the reveal for all the girls. So I was like, maybe this number should have gone after the runway walk, and then they all could have walked it. Watched it and then like been in those outfits too. It didn't make sense for me why they would kill the reveal. But I've stopped trying to understand this program and just enjoy it for what it is, which is outfits and wigs and funny things. So
stick to talking about lipstick and makeup. Drag queens. My favorite part of this is the pre-transformation, like, everyday looks. These are some of my favorite looks on this season.
I mean, Raven looks gorgeous. Like, she stepped out of a 70s Boogie Nights, like, fantasy. Jujubee looks like royalty. Chanel looks beautiful, but Chad looks great, too. But Raven, to me, just looks breathtaking.
Yes, Raven and Chad are my, like, favorites. They really stand out. Chad is in this... Her name is Chedissa Michaels, which is funny that she gave herself kind of a fake name rather than just
Diana
being
Prince.
Like... Right, rather than just being like, I'm Raven.
What if he called himself, I'm Mad Chicles?
I like that. Madeline Chicles.
Yeah.
She's got this red gown with the chiffon sort of like flowing things. I love this. I would wear this. I would wear this today.
I mean, I wish that the ends of the cape didn't look just like, oh, the fabric stops here. I wish it was like a tapered, rounded off edge, like an actual, like, it's beautiful, but it definitely could use some finishings. Now, her other outfit is just like, the first outfit that got put through like the evil ringer, because it's got like capes but more layers, it's got more shit on the shoulders, and the hair is that same hair that she wore in the season 4 music video. I think
it's cool.
It's
love
red,
this look.
Blonde,
the cape is, there's a lot of layers to it, and she makes it like a flame. I love this. I think the strongest superheroes are when you can grab like an element, like one of the elements, and she chose fire, which is a very visual, very fun element to do. She looks awesome. I don't know if superheroes can really get around very easily wearing a mini skirt, because I know they tend to ride up. I know this from personal experience. If I was a superhero, it would be leotards. It would be panties and bras. It would be cat suits.
That's getting
picky, like Santino, because she looks phenomenal.
Well, Chad is the eternal flame, so he will never age, and that light will never darken. Chad's superpowers are flying, coochie lifting lasers, and hot Brazilian waxes.
Oh, fire crotch. She has a taser as a flamethrower or something.
It's
similar.
A flashlight with some flames on it, and they're very generous with the after effects.
I like the after effects. I think
Me
that's
too.
Always fun.
Chanel Suits comes out in a black gown and then a one-shouldered batwing wizard sleeve of a gown, and then she transforms into Lactatia.
I love a one-sleeved gown. I love looking regal. I love looking elegant. Black diamonds, just rich. I sometimes like looking older than I am. I like aging myself, but I don't care. I like how that looks. She goes,
look at this skin tag. See the skin tag in my armpit? I've been waiting all season for you to see it.
Oh, my God.
Her superpowers are supersonic speed and lactating from her breasts.
Because that is a superpower, because... the power of the human woman body is fucking phenomenal. So I applaud.
And this outfit looks straight up like a 1984 Deuce mannequin in a sex shop. Like, it's Catwoman, but like hooker yeah. Catwoman.
Yeah.
Anytime you have a cutout breast and then your boob poking through. I love this outfit. I'd wear this in a second. If it wasn't black, I'd do another color. But she looks sickening. She's painted. Gorgeous. Is it superhero or is it super hooker?
Well, she's a villain. So, I mean, I get the bondage, the black. I get the references. I'm not mad at it. Is it kind of similar to Bad Girl Chic, which they just did? It's strikingly similar. But that's not necessarily her fault. That's like the runway prompt is very similar.
Truth. I do remember Juju being in this red gown, though. So striking, so beautiful.
Lovely.
Like, normally, I hate flat hair, but like any hair works on Juju.
She does, because she's a mannequin head.
She's got those cheekbones, like, and like she's just yes. gorge. It's all right. And she brings out a magical TS gun, which she uses to bring a bronze glow to everyone in the room.
Yeah, and she transforms into this white cat suit with red hair, and she gets some laser beams. She's got some bordellos. Mm-hmm. She looks cool. I agree, actually, about the like utility belt or something like that, because you don't have pockets.
Yeah, but I keep stuff in my wig all the time. They don't know her. They don't know what she's going through. They don't know. I mean, okay. I think she looked perfect. Could it have used accessories? Of course. But all of them could have used more accessories. You know me. I'm an accessory queen.
She is. She is. Yeah. Definitely.
What?
Oh.
And on to Raven. Raven is in a Poochie print, Poochie-inspired print gown. And yes. she transforms into So period Pia Fierce, SPF. Her superpowers are power cuffs to throw shade on the world. And she says to activate them, throw shade, bitch. Or something right. like that. Yeah. I don't know.
She does. I love this. She will do some crazy stuff with her face. This is beautiful. This plastic, clear mask over that paint with the
and so creative how she cut it to it rounds out her cheekbones and like it's mm-hmm. it's kind of sinister because you don't understand what's going on, and anytime your brain can't process something clearly, it just goes to confusion and like scared.
Yeah,
and like it's beautiful, but it is scary.
Yeah, I loved it. It's a cool look.
The judges are kind of split because they are. The guests have different opinions and the prompt is not exactly followed. Like they're like, well, she looks more like a Marvel one. She looks like a comic book. She looks like a cartoon. Right. It's very that. And if you tell drag queens do superheroes, you're going to get as many different takes as there are drag queens in the room, you know?
I agree. I mean, my personal taste is I'm always the more like 80s sort of like the X-Men cartoon version of superheroes. Mm-hmm. Bright colors, sort of flamboyant hair and like costumes. So that's why like Shad kind of worked more for me than mm-hmm. the more like streamlined kind of movie interpretation of superheroes, which Rujubi did.
Yeah, I feel like Rujubi worked more for me because when I looked at Raven, I got threatening. I got bad. Mm. When I looked at Chanel, I got, oh, sexy dark hooker. But I didn't get that yeah. she was bad. So I kind of side with, I think, Michelle on that part. But all the judges had, you know, interpretations that were correct, I guess.
But I will say, though, that the writing, because part of it was writing your backstory and then they read it as like a voiceover, the writing on Team Shad was far superior.
It was
funnier. It had kind of levels to it. It was more creative.
But I mean, it's the writing. It's all just on this episode, you actually see the paper that people are writing their story on, their prompts, mm-hmm. and it's basically Mad Libs. It's fill in the blank. So if you yes. can't come up with a funny thing, your thing isn't funny. But like, it's hand holding to the 10th degree. It's not yeah. hard to pop in a joke. So the fact that they didn't have jokes is kind of a letdown because they are so funny off the cuff, Raven and Juju.
Yeah.
But when they had to prepare for this, they obviously did not meet the challenge. But Santino,
and when the judges are split, that it comes down to like things like that. Which might seem like an afterthought. Like, who cares about this stupid piece of paper? It's like, I have 100 things to do. But, yeah.
Raven's ass did not look bulbous and fat like Santino says. Santino's a fucking idiot. And if anybody's his friend, tell him that he was an idiot on this season. I don't know him very well.
But he has nothing to say about this experience of being on this show.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't.
Why don't we take a break and we'll come right back and we'll have something
to say. He certainly did. Yeah.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
You know her as a beauty icon, a fashionista, a finalist from RuPaul's Drag Race Season 3, and a fan favorite. But mostly, you know her as the girl with black hair that has a blonde streak. So please welcome to a segment that we like to call
Manila's Musings. Can you tell us about Tammy and Untucked? The way that they presented it, she was just cuckoo wacko. But in my head, I was like, they probably took stuff and then laid it in and edited it there. Or was she really that avant-garde?
No, that's Tammy Brown. That's definitely Tammy Brown. Okay. So it was me, Latrice, and Raven and Jujubee. Mm-hmm. And so we were alone in the Untucked episode at first.
I was there, bitch. I know.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I was on the ground behind the bar. You can't erase me.
So yeah, you know, like we had done this before. We had filmed Drag You, so we all knew that they were filming a TV show. Like this is the Untucked episode. So we're like, you know, we're gossiping about what's going on. We're creating the drama for drama's sake. So then enter everyone else, you get Tammy Brown, who I don't think, you know, they didn't really have Untucked episodes on her season.
No.
So she was this is kind of a new experience for her. So we're starting drama on episode one, Untucked, like, you know, you want. Like, we're starting we're being very good TV
drag queens,
personalities. Yep. And we're, like, we're trying to pick fights. We're trying to, like, go in on each other. And I think Tammy Brown was just trying to, she was like, why are we fighting like this?
Yeah.
And we're like, well, because it's Untucked and that's what we do.
We pick on Mimi.
Like, yeah, it's an Untucked episode. Like, what's new? but I think Tammy was like, oh, so you guys are going to be crazy. She was she was trying to disrupt the crazy by adding her crazy on top of it so that it wouldn't.
Yeah.
Because I think that in her mind, she wanted the Untucked episodes to be kind of like, you know, a more like season one camaraderie of, you know, like the queens backstage and, you know, like the realness, you know? Mm-hmm. But like,
yeah,
we also knew like in the back of our hearts, like, no, we have to create a drama for a TV show, you know? So I think that's where that came from. And that it worked. It was like, we were like, what the fuck is going on? Teddy Brown.
I'm acting.
Yeah, she was trying to one-up the craziness. It was like we cut off the head of a chicken and just let her run around the room for a while.
You know what we also have not talked about?
What?
We didn't talk about RuPaul's look. Okay.
Oh, Catwoman. Very Eartha Kitt.
Yeah.
Lee Merriweather, bitch.
So fierce. And she did she had to do that Wonder Woman spin where she's out of drag at first. Mm-hmm. She does a quick spin and turns into Catwoman from hell, which I love this look.
I was in a Wonder Woman once. There was a David E. Kelly pilot of Wonder Woman. And Ariel Keebo played Wonder Woman, but she was like this new age, like she was the head of Prince Incorporated and they had Wonder Woman toys. It was very like Ally McBeal as Wonder Woman, and she punched me in the face on Hollywood Boulevard. And it never went to series, but I got 3 days of work out of it. That was nice.
That's fierce. Was the punch in the face part of the show, or was it an altercation? Because I
after,
know you get
after
into
working
street
with
fights.
Me, no, she. It was in the script. She was like punching characters on Hollywood Boulevard or something. Because we shut down Hollywood Boulevard, and our trailers were next to the Jimmy Kimmel lot behind, where like everybody performs. Mm-hmm. So Britney Spears was performing that night on Kimmel, and she did her song 3 times, and we all crawled up to the top of our trailers and watched literally from the parking lot. It was so. It was like the best drag show ever. Because she was lip syncing, obviously, and like all my friends were dancers. Zach was there, all the Vegas boys, Jay. Like it was so fun just watching it from my trailer while I was being paid to be there. But that, of course, I'm telling stories about me, and I'm only on one episode of this show, so I'll shut up now. Elvira and Michelle have differing opinions on this show, but they're both like respectful, and I appreciate that. And they're both constructive. They're not just like trashing a girl's padding because you can't find anything else bad about her this week and you have to say something bad. Like Santino's input right. here is pure shit.
Well, after much discourse among the judges, I mean, this is a long deliberation. They are split. They don't know what to do. The winners are Team Sharon. Oh, wow. You're a champion. They both win a custom gown from Marco Marco, and their characters will be immortalized by Dynamite Comics. And they show a little snippet of that comic, and it looks so cute.
I mean, not to make it about me again, but
please do. That's what we're here for.
The gown that they show in the Marco Marco prize mm-hmm. package, there's 2 gowns, and one of them you've been in the same room with. Do you know which one? The one on the right. The one on the right is a brown dress with like crystals and like I wore it in the RuPaulogize video when I was roller skating.
Oh, cool. I knew it looked familiar.
Yeah, that's it. And
I live.
Azalea Banks wore it before me and she burned a hole in it with a cigarette.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a cigarette hole in it. I was like, these girls with their messy poles. And we'll put that up on Race Chaser Pod on our Instagram so you can marvel at the beauty and the wonder. And
yes, we will.
Don't slip
Marco
on the splendor.
Marco,
deep friend of the pod.
Deep friend of the pod.
Yeah, I don't know when this comic book came out. I found this image on Reddit.
Girl, this comic book didn't come out. My comic book came out faster than theirs.
Wow.
And you don't want to read that. Bitch. Well, so the bottom team is declared as Rujubi.
I know.
And that means Jujubi and Raven have to lip sync against each other. Now, if at any point during the lip sync you think your sister needs a sissy boost, you can feel free to not use the siren button. Siren.
Not this time.
This lip sync.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, the song is Dancing on My Own by Robin, because this is the moment where you have to dance on your own as a team member. And it's very, very emotional for both of them.
Well, I mean, I'm not the girl you're taking home. Like, all that when you're dealing with eliminations and actually going home. Like, it's got a double meaning to it. It's you know, they're crying, all that. But, you know, Raven and Juju are sisters at the core, and you can see that they're talking to each other. They have each other's backs more than anything. Juju's like, what the fuck? Literally calling out production. And then after they lip sync, RuPaul says, Raven, can you help her? So now Raven's a makeup artist on set, a performer, a medic. Like, what other responsibilities are you going to make? Is she going to take out the trash too next week, RuPaul? You're trying to make Raven do everything for you. You made her do half your masterclass for you. Shit, bitch.
I feel like in this moment, this was
and now Raven's RuPaul's assistant, apparently. That's what Wes from 340 said. Yeah, he said he did an Instagram post and said, congratulations, Raven. You're now her assistant or whatever. Assistant to RuPaul. It's like, oh, you're her assistant now. Oh, is that a lateral move?
Well, I feel like this was, and this whole season has been sort of, we're trying to get the girls over and over again. More so than just, like, in a competition show where, yes, you want things to be unexpected. You want them to be on their toes. You want them to be pushed out of their element. But it seems like this whole season, it's been like, we're surprising you that it's teams. Then we're soaking you in Black Rain. Now we're going to make you be in teams the whole time. And then you're going to lip sync against your teammate. And it was just, it was like the final breaking point. And I feel like Raven and Jujubee were just like, we're just going to stand here and like, and cry and lip sync the song and do whatever the fuck you guys want. We're not going to battle it out. We're not going to like, and it's a very memorable lip sync, but it's also like very sad. It's like an anti-climax moment.
Yeah. The only good part about it is the show of solidarity because
yes,
every point this season they've tried. I mean, this is what family does though. They've just did this whole great show, Drag You, where everybody was treated lovely on set. Mm-hmm. It was like a family thing. And then you come here and it's, will you pull your skirt up so I can get a clearer shot at your kneecap? Oh, yeah. And let me throw some hijinks on your head. And then I'm going to shenanigan sissy you out the building, basically, until you're crying. Or you know right. what? We'll bring Mimi back. How about that? We'll bring Mimi. I mean, they right. threw it at the girls from the get. So it feels yeah. nice that they did keep both girls. And RuPaul basically says, Shantae, you both stay.
You leave me no choice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This was a nice double save that I agreed with. And she finally yeah. tells the queens something they've been hoping to hear the whole time. Next week, you're competing on your own. No more yeah. teams.
No more teams. Enough is enough.
If you had to pick one person to win this lip sync, who would you have chosen? Are you interested in a hypothetical?
If I had to choose, I think Jujubee performed better.
Yeah, I would have picked Jujubee just because I like her more.
Raven did a full Ivy Winters that did not. She planted in that one spot. Jujubee was like, I'm going to go over here be by myself. Then I'm going to go hug my friend because I'm sad. Then I'm going to go be by myself for a second. Then I got to hug my friend again.
It's like saying goodbye when you're trying to leave a club. Oh, no, yeah. I had to come back in. I left my hair.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I had this drink ticket left. Oh, yeah.
I swear I'm leaving. Oh, my yeah. God.
They did spin in a circle that one time.
Oh, yeah, circle dance. They were summoning.
Spinning around in circles. On that lyric, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can tweet your pick of who should win out of this final four at RuPaul's Drag Race. I love that this is like
vote
in
on
the
Facebook.
Early kind of days where... Right. It was the early days of like Twitter, and they were like, there's this thing called Twitter, and if you get on it, you can use the, okay, it's like a hashtag. It's like the number symbol. And then you can vote for who you think should win.
Yeah.
It was cute. Now Twitter has, you know, undone society as we know it. So it was a simpler time. notes on Untucked. Cling, clang. I think there should be like a judge's
notes on Untucked.
I think there's should
clang, like clang, clang. Once talk, when Chanel. So, yeah. Bitch, she talks a lot in this episode. She makes the whole episode. There's only four girls left, so I'm glad someone is talking instead of just watching them, you know, kill Sip their livers cocktail. More. Yeah.
Right. It's
so many
it's
emotions.
Really, it's fun that the girls fly off the runway like in a flying superhero moment. To the Untucked Lounge. Mm-hmm. Basically, the girls say that Santino has no drag ass knowledge. That balding ass bitch. I hate what he has to say.
Yeah, I hate everything he has to say too. I agree. But I have a problem. My subtitles say forum decor, F-O-R-M. I think it's forum, F-U-R-U-M. Forum decor, isn't it? Or is it forum decor?
Sure. I thought they've been saying forum decor the whole time. Like
this
form,
is the most
like,
important
body form.
Important port of the episode. Form decor. You know what it is? Oh my God. Wait, it's furniture rental. It's not even for sale. They rent it. They rented their drags.
Staging
the house down. Yeah, it's rental.
Oh my gosh.
And
well,
they're in Huntington
fun.
Beach.
I mean, they're nice pieces.
They're also, yeah. Look at this, turning it with that socially distanced rental. Look at that.
Wow. Okay. Very nice. Is it, so is it form?
Yeah. It's form. Yeah.
Okay. Form decor. And girl, they get in all the plugs. Then they split up the teams and they're like, okay, take the piss out of the other team for a while.
Yeah. Who's carrying who? And they all think that they're carrying each other, right? Or was that the last episode?
Well,
that I didn't
watch? I think that was in that was a different episode. But in this
Untucked
one,
Untucked doesn't count.
Right. I mean, it's just bonus.
Don't dock
bonus
me this
content.
Week. Do not dock. If I see a if I see that my pay is docked, I'm gonna be mad.
Rujubi are doing full body impersonations of the other team. Like, Jujubee imitates how Chanel jumps onto the runway for the opening thing. And they're like, could you be more extra? And I was watching that. And I was like, it's a show where it's a competition it's about pulling focus. I thought Chanel did a great job in the performance. She was embodying a character. What do you want her to do? Walk out lackadaisically and turn around? No.
Oh my God. Tootsie Lou, have you heard about what's happening this week on Mom?
Tell me.
Girl.
Tell me all about
the
Mom.
The iconic Tammy Brown is the special guest on Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball.
Oh my gosh, I bet she has some choice words.
Girl, did she ever tell you about the time she found a dead body?
No, but you have.
I was riding my bicycle along and I thought I saw a mannequin in the ditch. And I went over to the mannequin and it wasn't a mannequin, it was a dead body. Ooh, don't I look pretty? See you in the magazines. We love Tammy Brown. Make sure you go over and subscribe to Sloppy Seconds because they are now a part of the Mom family and the Mom Network, and they're doing some really amazing work over there and having fierce guests week after week. So get into Sloppy
the
Seconds.
Fierceness. Also dun, on dun, 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 the chop. With Latrice and Manila this week are talking about the finale of Canada's Drag Race Season 1.
Can you believe it?
We got another winner in the franchise.
Another crowned queen.
Crowned Canadian queen.
Right. Canadian queen.
Queen.
She likes crowned. To eat poutine.
Oh, wow. Win. That goes on the album.
Love it. Make sure you subscribe to the Chop. We've been putting the episodes on the Race Chaser like podcast feed, but we won't be doing that forever. So make sure you're going over and subscribing to Sloppy Seconds and the Chop.
Yeah.
And thank you. In general, we thank you so much for joining us for Race Chaser Classic. This
we promise,
and we promise.
Mm-hmm,
go ahead. Yeah, you take it.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna let you.
I'm
do
not
it.
Reading it. You read it.
Well then, okay. Thank you so much for joining us on Race Chaser Classique this week. We promise to continue to provide you with award-winning content every week.
Award-winning.
I'm Willem. Oh.
Content.
Award-weenie? Award-weenies? Oh, I love it.
I'm Alaska.
I'm Willem.
You can rate our podcast and comment about how much you love it. And this really does help. So you can go ahead and take a moment.
Us.
Right. Lie to me.
Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little shads.
Take a moment to leave us a review and a rating. Even if you've never done that type of thing before, it really does help grow our audience and helps with the searchability on podcast apps. So go ahead and do it. It takes 2 seconds.
Yeah, and you can follow the dolls at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000, and our Race Chaser podcast is at Race Chaser Pod. Also, at Race Chaser Pod is a link tree with lots of important links for Black Lives Matter resources and organizations. And you can use the hashtag Race Chaser when you post on Instagram if you want us to see.
That's right. And you can always send us an email at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Plus, we have bonus content video stuff available at patreon.com/Willem. And you can find those videos by searching the hashtag
Race Chaser.
And you pay for the content you want to watch a la carte. And if you don't want to watch it,
kick
you
rocks.
Don't have to pay for it. Yeah, kick me.
Your time is valuable.
Yeah.
You need to hit it, honey. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Next time, see you then. Bye.
Sashay, go away.
Chasse. away.
Race Chaser. Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaskan Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.